This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. Tonight, AMC is offering private screenings. A NASA spacecraft is going to snag some rocks. Google kills an app that lets you check on your loved ones. TikTok is banning content being shared via QAnon. I want to welcome you to episode 1481 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, October 19th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show as well at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, if you're a brand new listener to the show, I want to thank you for being here. Thanks for checking the podcast out. Thank you for checking out live. If you're watching live, make sure you check in and say hello. But again, for those new listeners, the most important thing to do is get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on there, get subscribed to the podcast. You can always sign up for the newsletter as well. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or on Discord. The Discord link is available at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, it's real easy to stay in contact with the show. It really, really is. All you have to do is email me, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at geeknews. You can follow me on Facebook. Just search for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. They include the new media show, The Gadget Professor, Podcast Legend Show, GNC Week in Review. One of those shows is extinct, I guess, or pod faded. That's the Podcast Legend shows. But all the rest are all there, active and going. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our friends at GoDaddy.com. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the show. And definitely want you to get over and pick up a domain name. Pick up some hosting accounts because I've got great savings for you. I do. Great savings can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Whether it be a 30% off discount code on new product purchases at $499.com on newer transfer domains, or $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Again, with a free domain. For you business owners out there, free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. So definitely check all these out. GoDaddy runs the infrastructure here at Geek News Central. Definitely powered by GoDaddy is the key. Over, I think, at 340 some domains at GoDaddy right now. Definitely you can save money by picking up products over at GoDaddy. Definitely check that out. We want you to do so. And picking up a product at GoDaddy, you're supporting the show. If you share these codes with your friends or the site with your family, people that you know, hey, you really what you're doing here is making like an in-show donation. It's just like writing us a check. So definitely, we want to thank GoDaddy for their longtime support of the podcast. Definitely appreciate them as a sponsor. And for all of you, thank you for really not giving me a hard time about the break. And I'm looking at the camera. It looks like my focus is out a little bit. Let's see if we can dial that in a little better. Is that better? Or to get worse? I think the other way. All right. Well, I don't know. But hey, for those of you listening, you don't care. But yeah, thanks for the break. I had a pretty full schedule, number of in-person meetings, a small road trip. I've been preparing the studio for Podcast Movement. I've got a very challenging live event on Wednesday night. And I really racked my brain on how to do it. And I think I've come up with a solution. And really what it revolves around is because we're having so many people on the call, I couldn't figure out how to break the audio loop. And as many configurations I tried, racked my brain. And frankly, I kind of just got to the point where I said, screw it. And what I'm going to do is I'll be in the portable studio next door and everything here will be operational, but that's the only way I could isolate things enough to be able to do like five of us on a live event. And in theory, it's very, very simple to do and stream to every place, but I just couldn't figure out how to get the isolation right and still run the Zoom call because we're doing it over Zoom. So that has been resolved, and unless I come up with some brainstorming idea, but I've really been kind of scratching my head today thinking about this a little bit more, but we've got a solution for it. But hey, if you're watching on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Make sure you check in and say hello. But got a great show for you tonight. Back in the saddle, and I want to thank Kirk for his show prep tonight. And walked right in here, and it's just like being at home. And of course, I am. So AMC, the first article up tonight, AMC is in such bad shape. And of course, AMC is the movie chain. They're offering private theater rentals for as little as $99. It's the latest to offer private screenings. So AMC is making screens available for private hire, allowing groups of up to 20 people to watch a film on the big screen without having to share an auditorium with strangers. The movie joined cinema chain Cinemark and Alamo Drafthouse, which Slash Films reports started offering similar screenings earlier this summer. And AMC is offering a selection of new and old films to watch with auditorium rental prices starting at $99. But is there really new films to watch? That's the question. What's new? What have you been? Is there anything new to really watch? I don't know. And of course, prices to rent out a screen vary depending on how recent the film is, the theater's locations, etc. While older films start at 99 plus tax, newer films like Tenet cost between 149 and 349 plus tax to rent out a screen. And they're also selling a host of extras. You can bring in outside food, pay a fee for that. So if you have a small office and y'all been, you know, kind of cooped up, maybe this is the way to do it. And of course, the second biggest cinema chain, Regal, announced it would be temporarily closing its doors in the United States and the UK, affecting 40,000 employees and over 5,000 in the United States. Kingdom, 40,000 United States and 5,000 United Kingdom. So you can inquire if you got any AMC Next. You can go to their website and make an inquiry. Maybe this is something you can do with the family. Who knows? Hey, Toby, thanks for checking in on Facebook. Thanks for saying hi. Appreciate it. NASA's big day tomorrow is poised to snag the largest sample of rocks from an asteroid ever. So this has been many years in the works. The spacecraft stealing those rocks is called the OSIRIS-REx. It's part of the first ever NASA mission tasked returning samples of an asteroid back to Earth. It was launched in September 2016, spent a couple of years chasing down an asteroid named Bennu. It's been mapping it since 2018, but tomorrow's the real deal. It's going to go down, put its probe on the ground for 5 seconds. It's going to blow a nitrogen shot against the surface, and hopefully rocks and dirt and stuff will fly up into that tube, and then it'll take off. They've got all kinds of things prepared, but for those of you that are watching, this is what they're going after. And there's boulders down there as big as a house, but when they were looking at it from Earth, they thought it was smooth. Well, not so smooth. Need a bigger telescope to see these kinds of rocks from as far away as it is. So, looks like a great place to call home and have a nine course golf course. Ha, ha, ha. But anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. If it's a crash and burn or if it's success, they've got the ability to do up to 3 sample landings, and they're going to keep their fingers crossed here that they get it on the first try. So time will tell. So many of you use apps like 360 and other types of apps like that to track loved ones, but Google is killing off an app that lets you check in on your loved ones during an emergency. The suggested alternative is a stripped-down Google Maps feature, but Google is discontinuing its emergency location sharing app called Trusted Contacts and has already yanked it from the Google Play Store. Instead, it's directing existing users to try similar but less helpful features in Google Maps. The announcement was quite abrupt, quite quiet, And why they're doing this, we don't quite know. Now, when Google originally launched Trusted Contacts, it created this gift to show how it worked. Basically, you decided who you would share your information with. So for some reason, it's going away, but it's part of their process now where they're folding other apps and features into Google Maps and forcing you onto that platform. So I think this is a challenge. Now, one thing I forgot to look at tonight, and I should have looked at before we got too deep into the stories, and I was just reminded in the chat room, is see if there was any conspiracy theories here. There's some from before I left. Did I talk about that? Don't think so. Oh, here's one that, here's a conspiracy theory. Thank you for posting that, Michael. We got it in the show. Companies use the best before on products more frequently than ever than the use by because they know that most people don't understand the differences and will discard and replace their products more frequently, increasing profits. And now listen to this. You know, milk. Now, we can all tell when milk goes bad, right? It often says best buy or sell by. I've seen milk be marketed both ways. It's pretty easy to, you know, find out if milk is good. We look, you know, what we do is we look in that milk, you know, in the locker in the grocery store, and you look for the one with the with the oldest date, you know, the one that's the farthest out, and grab that over the ones that may be a couple days sooner. But that, I know I see dates and all kinds of stuff, and rarely do things go bad on their that's why you have a lot of these stores that sell expired food, and people buy it up by the caseload because it's still good. It's just not as new, but it's, you know, if it's in a can, it's probably pretty safe for about, what, 20 years? But anyway, I always get a kick out of that. He says, and music on the radio is purposely awful so the adults will tune to, oh my God. Okay. And music on, so this, I didn't write this. Here's the conspiracy theory. And music on the radio is purposely awful so the adults will tune to right-wing talk radio. And lastly, UFO sightings have diminished in the age of smartphones because aliens know about them and don't want to be caught on camera. All right, Michael, we got you in there. So thanks for getting that kicked off. But back to the regular articles here. The next one up, TikTok. This is interesting. Haven't been on TikTok in maybe more than a week. Really haven't been on it. But TikTok is banning accounts that share QAnon-related content. Oh, I just said that word. Am I going to get banned from Facebook? Oh, my God. Or Twitter? Are they going to halt my account for saying something like that? In the age we live in, you can say anything now and get banned. So TikTok is banning accounts that share QAnon-related content. Videos promoting the conspiracy theory violate the service's disinformation policy. Of course, disinformation according to them, right? How many of you actually know what QAnon is? Content accounts that promote QAnon violate our disinformation policy and remove them from our platform, a TikTok person told NPR. I don't even know if Twitter's removing QAnon stuff. We also take significant steps to make this content harder to find across search and hashtags by redirecting associate terms to our community guidelines. Those guidelines prohibit disinformation that cause harm to individuals. Here we go again. We have companies, once again, deciding what you and I should or should not see. Some of it makes for great entertainment, I must admit. But are people that stupid? Are people that gullible? Are people really that persuaded that people, I really don't understand it. I really don't understand. It's like there are our mother. Oh no, you can't watch that, Johnny. That's gonna cause problems. Don't watch that, Johnny. You know, that's unhealthy for you to watch. That's not good for you, Johnny. Don't watch that. Susie, don't watch that content. You can't watch it. No. Big Brother, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, we're all here to protect you because you can't be exposed to this. You might be triggered. You might have a reaction. So, TikTok. So, if you're TikTok, if you share QAnon related content, you doesn't say anything about banning the accounts that did it. But oh my gosh, it's like, where is the free internet? Where does it exist anymore? Where does the free and open internet exist? It exists on geekandcentral.com. Free and open internet. No censorship going on there. Where does the free and open internet exist where people congregate? Is it time? Is it time, ladies and gentlemen, that we start moving to other services? I don't care about QAnon. Quite frankly, I don't really know anything. I think it has something to do with a dead Kennedy. I think that's the gist of what I know. So, what, you know, we've been talking about the Kennedys for years. We need to talk about, again, do we need to be protected? Are we that gullible? Really, are we? Are we? It shocks me where we're at in society today. And it's so blatantly obvious what is going on. There are a segment of society in America today, they're giggling about the actions, but well, they won't say anything because it serves a purpose. And then there's other people that are being silenced. I don't care your politics. It's scary what's going on right now. It really, really is. News and information continues to be molded to have you be influenced. I was off Facebook literally for 9 days. It was fantastic. I was off Facebook for 9 days. Now, I came back to the office today, was working, and I had left my TV. I was, you know, doing what I had to do. And I turned on the TV, and it was on a news station. And what really blew me away, and again, I talked about this in the last show, I was never exposed to this in Hawaii at all, because they don't get political ads in Hawaii, because they know who's going to vote, who's going to be the presidential candidate, or they know who's going to be the senator. It's basically, it's a done deal. So they don't spend no money there. I got like 6 political ads in a row. And I was like, this is insane. I turned it off. I felt my hypertension going up. And I'm telling you, this stuff is making people sick. All right, more exciting news. Google Assistant will play podcasts from third-party services like Spotify, but please do not change your Google Assistant. You do not need to change to Spotify, in my opinion. Stick to Google Podcast. Please do not switch your Google Assistant to Spotify. Don't do it. Thank you very much. If you're listening to this show, please do not do that. Now, if you like Spotify, just use the app and find the show. But don't play this podcast via Google Assistant. Just say, play the podcast. Say the keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And if you need to make sure you know what settings or what service you're pulling from, you'll be fine. If you haven't changed anything, it's defaulted to Google Podcasts. And that's what I want you to be on. They update the quickest. All right. That's part of it. And plus, I don't want to support Spotify and what they're doing, which is, I believe, absolutely detrimental to the continued existence of the podcasting space. I if you want to listen to music on Spotify, great. Please do your podcast listening on other podcast apps, not on Spotify. Facebook has rejected 2.2 million political ads seeking to obstruct voting. So in September, we know that Facebook announced it will not accept political ads in the week before the election. Here in the United States, a ban on political ads would only affect the ones submitted after October 27th. But the vice president of global affairs told French weekly journal Jeudi du Dimanche, why was he telling a French journal this, that a total of 2.2 million ads on Facebook and Instagram were rejected and 120,000 posts were withdrawn for attempting to obstruct voting in the upcoming U.S. election. I think every app I'm on, I loaded Instagram the other day. Guess what? Hey, register to vote. Every app getting me to please vote, register to vote. And you have a hard time getting these things. I think we all know how to go register to vote because we've been bombarded. So go vote. I'm going to go to the polls. But I live in a small community. Don't have to worry about 82 people in a line. There'll be three. So anyway, Facebook rejected 2.2 million political ads. Now, I was off during the Apple announcement. I did read through what Apple has announced on the phone. I'm very excited. I haven't ordered yet. I got to get company approval to do that. But I'm definitely going to order the iPhone 12. But they plan to enable, is this going to have a dual SIM mode? This has been needed for years. For years. If you do international travel at all and you want to get a secondary SIM card in the country you're visiting, you can do so easily. Or you can have two lines on a single phone. This is fantastic news. So Apple plans to enable 5G in dual SIM mode with software update later this year. The iPhone XS models and newer feature both a physical SIM slot and a digital eSIM, allowing for a feature known as dual SIM dual standby. This means you can have two lines of service on one phone, which is useful for purchasing data-only plans while traveling abroad or having personal and business lines on a single iPhone. This is fantastic. Now, I still have to test Android and stuff like that. I don't need a dual SIM, but I know a lot of people that do. So this dual SIM situation with the new iPhone is fantastic. But later this year, both of them will be able to do 5G. So it's pretty exciting. They had record pre-sales too. A little bit of more NASA news. NASA and seven countries signed the Artemis Accords for the exploration of the moon. Russia declined to participate, said it was too U.S.-centric. The U.S. drafted this framework regarding rules of activities on the moon. So far, eight countries have signed. They're Australia, Canada, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, the United States. This is only the first round to speak, and others are expected to sign on in the future. NASA is hoping that the accords will generate cooperation among lunar interested nations, and the agreements will help generate peaceful and prosperous lunar exploration. Another country that was not on that list was China. So really, the accord is pretty simple. It's about 10 principles: peaceful exploration, transparency, interoperability, emergency assistance, registration of space objects, release of scientific data, preserving heritage, space resources, deconfliction of activities, and orbital debris. Of course, preserving heritage is don't put a big Hollywood sign on the moon, right? That's probably what that's all about. So Russia did not sign on. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised the Chinese have not signed on either. 25 insanely useful websites will come in handy someday. This is from makeuseof.com, student.com, innerbody.com, cleanpng.com, Pixlr, Pixabay, PriveNote, Skyscanner, Spot a Home, Bachelor Studies, like bachelor's degrees, not bachelors. Lucid Chart. It just goes on and on and on. So some of these are pretty cool. I wasn't aware of these. It's a good list of cool sites to check out from makeuseof.com. Link will be up in the show notes. Now, I'm reading this book. I did spend some time reading. I was able to get some Kindle time in. And it's a series. And basically, it's about Earth being destroyed by a near-Earth object that came by and gravitational issues and pulled the sun and the Earth along. And anyway, it's a pretty famous series. It'll come to me here in a minute, but I think I'm in book two and of five. But gravity is a interesting thing. You know, where we are in rotation to our sun is really, you know, a small miracle in itself, that we're in the habitable zone. We're not too far out. We're not too far in. We're kept warm. And, you know, barring any really insane event, something would have to be something very, very big that would come into the plane of influence of Earth and the sun to cause us to be either deorbited, shot out into inner, you know, to deep space, or, you know, all kinds of crazy things can happen. But for now, you know, we're pretty good. We do, we do a 365 around the sun, and, you know, we stay in that spot. We don't speed up. We don't slow down. We don't wobble too much. But what happens when two galaxies get too close and one's bigger than the other? If you're in the galaxy that's smaller, or even the galaxy this bigger, all hell can break loose. And what may look very, very pretty to scientists this far out, you don't know what's really going on. The galaxy NGC 2799 on the left appears to have its star sucked into the middle of galaxy 2798 on the right. And you see this image, and it very graphically shows how all hell could break loose over time. And while the objects orbiting those suns that far out might be okay, it depends on the gravitational influence of the body that's pulling you in. Because where it was warm one day, you could find yourself to be cold in the next 10 years by just getting displaced. And this image itself, it shows stars being sucked into another galaxy. Now, you know, it's not like, and it's done. It happens over, you know, probably a millennia. But my God, I don't want to be in the middle of that mess. Of course, if you're there and you're organic, you're probably not going to live long. You know, the time it takes for this to happen, you're here and gone. But if you're on the edge when things are getting rough, yeah, probably not a good place to live. But anyway, this epic cosmic tango is a sign of what really could happen. If, of course, you know, we're going to get sucked up one day as well, it's been told. But I'm not going to be here. I'll be antimatter. I'll be dust. NASA's Curiosity rover accidentally cracks Mars rock with its feisty drill. This was a drill sample number 38 or something like that. And we've all, any of you that run a drill bit and get too close to the edge, you know, sometimes you'll get a snap and cause a crack. Well, they weren't too close to the edge. They just drilled in the wrong spot, or the rock was too brittle. But they did get a sample. So it's out there. Curiosity's out there doing the science. So we often forget about the turmoil going on here what is happening out there and science still being collected. And thank goodness for that, a sense of normalcy, right? Verizon acquires rural Kentucky wireless company called Bluegrass Cellular. So those of you that have been on Bluegrass, one of the 210,000 customers, if you're listening to this show, sorry. You're going to be part of the Verizon family now, whether you like it or not. They've been a partner of Verizon for a long time, but this is another deal. Deal adds Verizon's leads over rivals T-Mobile and AT&T as the largest carrier with $131.9 billion in revenue for, just imagine that. Think about that. $131.9 billion in revenue off of these little devices that we carry in our hands. Just think about that for a moment or two. That's just one company. Isn't that an extraordinary number? It really, really is. So Bluegrass customers don't need to take any action. They'll receive information about their the Overlord acquisition. All right, the government is warning of remote attack windows. Listen. Government warns of remote attack against window PCs who are editing iPhone video. So if you're an iPhone owner and use a Windows PC, go to the Windows Store and make sure you have the latest patch. Oh, so there's an issue with HEVC. It's the presence of an HEVC file. So you need to update. Now, HEVC occurs by default on iOS 11 and later. But there's a specific patch for this. To patch the problem, you need to download, update the codec from the store too. The patch version of the codec includes version 1.0.32762 to 1.0.32763 and later. So this is a Windows 10 thing. So link will be up in the show notes. Definitely get that patch. I know there's many of you that are Windows users, also iPhone users. And if you're editing, again, iPhone videos on your Windows machine, get that update. The United States has charged Russian government hackers for NotPetya cyber attack. The NotPetya attack has reportedly caused billions of dollars worth of damages. So the Petya ransomware virus has affected banks, an airport, various businesses in Ukraine. Ukraine. Whew, man. Wouldn't you like to have a job with a gas and oil company in Ukraine that paid you $50,000 a month? Wouldn't we like to have that type of deal? Russia and abroad causing billions of dollars in damages, accused hackers and members of the Russian GRU. Prosecutors blame six individuals for trying to disrupt the 2017 French elections by launching a hack and leak operation to discredit Emmanuel Macron. What's next? Are we going to have some of that going on here? So anyway, so the U.S. has charged them, not that it's going to really do anything. They just won't be able to go to any place where U.S. has jurisdiction over. No more vacations for you in America. Disney Plus is a new warning label for content with racist stereotypes. The unskippable warning links to a website explains the harmful depictions. So which content from Disney? Okay, the 12-second message appears before the likes of the Aristocrats, Peter Pan, Dumbo, Swiss Family Robinson. It includes a URL for a Disney website called Stories Matter. It explains why depictions of certain characters in those shows and movies are harmful and or offensive. The advisory text, which replaces a shorter warning, also appears on each applicable show or movie's landing page. Of note, Disney Plus does not include one of the company's most problematic films, Song of the South. The movie has long been criticized for its depiction of African Americans, and it has never been available in any home video format in the United States. Disney is reworking its Splash Mountain ride, which is based on the film, at its U.S. theme parks. The rides will instead feature characters from The Princess and the Frog, which was the first Disney film to have a black princess. So, it's been so long since I haven't watched any of these movies in 20 years. So I'm assuming there's something in them that, like they said, they're warning on racist stereotypes. So but Disney's put a warning out there. Why don't you just take them down then? Apple TV adds a classic Peanut specials in time for the holidays. Non-subscribers can watch the episodes for free for a limited time. Peanuts, great Christmas stuff. This is stuff you want your kids to see. Peanut specials are always fantastic. So are the little ones. How long has these Peanut specials been out? Charlie Brown. So Apple TV Plus subscribers can stream the first of three specials. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown starting today. Then on November 18th, Apple starts streaming a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving before making it available to everyone. Then on November 27th, lastly, a Charlie Brown Christmas starts streaming on December 4th. Oddly, it's the only that won't be free during the holidays. So you have to have an Apple TV to watch this. And speaking of Apple TV, Apple launches Apple Music TV, an all-access experience on all your devices. Apple is launching it with a free trial. So Apple launches Apple Music TV. So is this it's MTV. It's like MTV, but it's Apple's version of it. Apple's launched Apple Music TV, a free 24-hour curated live stream of popular music videos that will also include exclusive new music videos and premieres, special curated music video blocks and live shows, as well as chart countdowns and guests, according to the announcement. This sounds like it could be a way, and according to my writer, Jen, at Geek News Central, because this article was written and it resides at Geek News Central. Yes, we have news at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget, you can go over and get the latest tech news. And here's the thing about, you guys know, you know what my policy on that is, right? I don't tell my blogging team what to write. I tell them, write what interests you and what you would think would interest the listeners of this show. And every once in a while, I'll send them an article that I want them to cover, but rarely. I think I sent one last week. But we've got great content on Geek News Central. I want you to link to it. I want you to share the articles and stuff on Facebook. When you find something cool that my writers have covered, please, please, please share that on Facebook. I've got the Facebook share link right on the website. It's right over in the left-hand column. There's a little Facebook thing there. There's a little Twitter. Of course, Google Plus is gone, but that app didn't get updated. But here's the deal. Share the articles on Geek News Central. Help keep Geek News Central page rank alive by appreciating the content and sharing it. But anyway, yes, according to Jen, she says to me, this sounds like it could be Apple's way of competing with Spotify, which has become the go-to for listening to music. Spotify is a free service as well as subscription service. Apple Music TV offers Apple Music, Apple Music Hits, and Apple Music Country for free without a subscription. So anyway, definitely check it out. And thanks to Jen, one of her great writers at Geek News Central. IBM's quarter three solid with strength in Red Hat hybrid cloud. The company reported non-GAAP third quarter earnings of $2.58 a share and revenue of $17.6 billion, down 2.6 from a year ago, but still earned money. Good for them. So some men that were sued, and I haven't gotten an article from Torrent Freak in a long time. So good find there, Kirk. Men sued for selling IPTV subscriptions from private provider previously raided by police. So some of these guys already went to jail. These guys were selling over 1,000 channels via IPTV. What a deal. So these guys spent some time in the prison. And now they're going after them for more money. So they already ordered to pay $24 million in damages, but now Dish Network, which is now based, Dish Network this week, according to a lawsuit filed by broadcaster Dish Network, ATN is now based in the United Arab Emirates and through distribution partners currently doing illegal business in the United States. Oh, really? This is opening shut these partners down and taint substantial damages alleging they breached the broadcaster's copyrights. So this is going on now? Huh. According to a new lawsuit filed in Florida District Court, Alpha TV Incorporated is operated in the United States by a number of individuals associated with ATN. Florida resident Hisham Masani Ibram is the company's president. Haitham Mansi is the vice president. Nizar Seed Hanmo is the marketing manager. I can't read these guys' names. The complaint alleges the men in Alpha TV together do business as Elfnet TV, a pirate ATV service that provides access to ATN services to customers in the United States. I guess this stuff still exists. But maybe it's Arabic stations. I don't know. But anyway, they're going after them for big money. So once again, pirates find ways, right? This MakeUseOf.com article, I really have no context because I haven't been really studying the drones for a while. But they've got a list of the 7 best cheap drones with cameras. The Holy Stone HS700D is the premium pick. How much is this drone? Let me look. Let's bring it up on Amazon and see what it costs. Costs $199. How about the DJI Trello? How much is that available for on Amazon? Let's look at that price. Oh, $135. Oh, it's called the Tello, not the Trello. So anyway, the 7 best cheap drones with cameras. You're starting to think about Christmas, maybe something to buy. Something to do? Go to the country, fly your drone. So 7 cheap drones. It talks a little bit about whether or not, how good they are, how they fly, all that stuff, connectivity. Still think the DJI drones by far are pretty awesome. Hey, if you ever have problems making cell phone calls? Here in rural America, we do. But NASA is launching a 4G phone network on the moon. Nokia is leading that up. Nokia's Lunar LTE network will allow astronauts to make calls, stream data, and remote control robots. It's one small step for phones, one giant leap for phone kind. NASA and Nokia are planning the first cellular network on the moon. So they're working with the U.S. Space Administration to have a 4G LTE network by late 2022. As well as voice communications and data transmission. When do you think you just rather? It is kind of interesting where the priorities are set. So it's part of the NASA Optimus program. Several companies have been contracted by NASA and deals adding up to more than $370 million. And they're going to use off-the-shelf tech, lightweight 4G base stations, probably solar panels, all that stuff. So anyway. 4G on the moon. Hey, maybe you can call home from there, right? iPhone 12 pre-orders appear to have beaten iPhone 11. Pre-orders for iPhone 12 are at between 1.7 and 2 million units. The iPhone 11 went between 500,000 and 800,000 units. So I think it's because of this night vision camera or this night camera they've got on this phone. Or low light camera. That's the better word for it. So one of the cameras is specifically designed for low light stuff. That's why there's 3 on there. So I love the new bevel design too. So I think this new iPhone is quite beautiful, to be frank. Instagram's handling of children's data sparks EU investigation. Regulators are concerned that accounts can expose kids' personal contact information. So Ireland's Data Protection Commission initiated a probe to see whether Facebook via Instagram has the legal right to process personal data of children. It's also checking to see if it used sufficient protection restrictions on the site for minors. This GDPR stuff is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. They are not messing around. Final article of the night, Nokia's new Android phone costs less than $200. The Nokia 2 Vitella is available on Verizon. So a new Android phone, Verizon at $168 this month. It's also priced, $89 at Walmart. Has a 5.45-inch HD Plus display, 3,000 milliamp battery. The HMD Global says it will last 2 days. It runs Android 10. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let me go back and check and see if we had an email come in. I think we did. And am I in the right GNC comments? Yeah, when was the last show? Let's see here. Something you're already aware of. This came from Marvin. The conspiracy by telecoms talks about the war against 5G. So it's a video. So I'm going to link some February 1 of 2020. Irregularities versus FCC, the interview. Was not aware of this, Marvin, but we'll make sure we get up in the show notes so you can check it out. And Brian said, and I don't know if I read, yeah, I had to have read this on, when was the last show? Let me look at the date. Today is, oh yes, I already read that one. So anyway, thanks everyone. Hey, geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com is where to send your comments. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy. We definitely appreciate you supporting them. Also, if you haven't considered becoming an insider, now's the time to do so. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider is a place where you can sign up and do a one-time donation to the show or to $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. I believe I had a real good one-time donation come in. I apologize to the donator if because I don't think I can get to it right now. It's pretty much buried in email. But for anyone that sends in any type of donation, it is really, truly, greatly appreciated. Every penny that comes into the donation scheme from the, not scheme, but comes in via donation to the insider, is 100% of that is used to pay the writers at Geek News Central. 100% of it is used. And it doesn't cover it all. Even Kirk's stuff goes back to him directly. So it's a complete wash. So definitely appreciate it. And the bill, the blogging bill, has been running about $800 a month. Is about what right now, the blogging bill alone for Geek News Central. So it gives you an idea. That's why I say go to the content and review the content at Geek News Central and link to it and share it with your friends and share it on Facebook and, you know, stuff that you find of interest, techie stuff. It's sure a lot better than all this political crap. So, you know, start educating through our content on the website. That'll help us out a great deal. And but again, if you want to become an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. Every penny goes back into the writing team and Kirk's pre-production work he does and post-production work he does here for the show. All right, let's go ahead and get out. Hey, if you didn't check in on Facebook, I saw a bunch of people on there for a while. No one was saying hi. If you're here and didn't say hello, please say hello before you leave. Be back with you on Thursday for another show. Busy, 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 busy week here. I have a presentation tomorrow for Podcast Movement Virtual. And then on Wednesday, I've got a 2-hour live event from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we'll be live from 7 to 9 with a 2-hour event with special guests. So if you want to come watch Wednesday, I'll be here for 2 hours talking podcasting. And then Thursday, a regular show. Saturday, a new media show. Busy, busy content week. Busy, busy business week. We're manning the Podcast Movement virtual booth. We got appointments scheduled. So yeah, it's a normal grind here. But again, thanks for being patient while I was off. I definitely appreciate you. Thank you for being part of the family here. And again, comments, geeknews@gmail.com. We'll see you on Thursday. Otherwise, everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.